Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Director of Warren County Public Health, Jodine Duvall, about keeping healthy over the winter months.
Well, Jodine, I have some bad news. Colder weather is on the way, if it's not already here. How should people do their best to avoid getting sick this winter?
Well, just follow the general guidelines. If you are sick, don't go to school, don't go to work. You don't want to spread it around. One of the most basic things that all of us can do is wash your hands. You don't realize how many times you touch your face with your hands, which is where you carry a lot of the germs. So stay home if you're sick and wash your hands.
That sounds pretty easy. Flu shots, obviously, way more popular than they were just even 3-4 years ago, and they're more easily accessible. What should I know about getting the flu shot?
Most everyone should get the flu shot. Somewhat effective to prevent the flu. Everybody probably remembers last year it was only 40% effective. It usually is more effective than that. They just have to guess on what valence they're going to protect in the series each year. It does prevent you from having the flu as severe if you did not get the flu shot. It's a good thing for all people, whether from 6 months of age through 106. It's just a good thing to do. It helps prevent the severity of the flu if you do get it. Prevents thousands of deaths every year.
Let's say I don't know anything about getting the flu shot. What should I know and how should I go about getting it?
Well, the flu shot is available in our community everywhere. You can go to any pharmacy and get it. You can come to public health and get it. Go to your providers and get it. If you have questions about the flu shot, you can always call public health. We can send you out an email with specific directions and data in it. Ask your provider, ask your pharmacist. It's just available everywhere. But you should get it now. Now's a good time. It takes 6 weeks. 3 to 6 weeks to build up immunity, and you would like to have it before you're closed in with family gatherings during the holiday season.
Well, I did want to ask about that. The danger arises just being in close proximity, not only being inside because of the colder weather, but the holidays as well. What are some of the easiest things you can do besides maybe washing your hands to stay as safe as possible?
Again, if you're sick, don't go to your family gathering. Don't share it with your family. I personally believe that you should probably consider when at the onset of colder weather where we're shut in, I personally believe some vitamin supplements are sometimes very helpful. So just being smart, cover your cough, use your elbow, not your hands, because again, your hands are where you touch everything and spread germs.
Let's say a relative of mine just had a baby. What health things should I keep in mind this holiday season? Because obviously we want be as safe as possible.
Yeah, babies are hard. Everybody wants to hug and hold and kiss and coo. But if you have any symptoms of a cold, if you have any symptoms of flu, and you're not sick enough that you've excluded yourself, you do need to stay away from the babies and the very small. And there's some immunizations that if you're going to have continued close contact with the baby that you need to talk to your provider about, because pertussis is out there in our community every year and you want to be protected so that you can't pass that along as well.
There's obviously a lot of things that pop up during the winter months that at Warren County Public Health. What other things should people keep aware of in terms of you might get sick from this or things that I should maybe know a little bit more about?
As we do our communicable disease follow-up in Warren County, a lot of the things that we're following up on are intestinal things like salmonella, giardia, E. coli. Just be aware if you have foods out for long periods of time during these family gatherings, make sure they're kept at the proper temperature. Put them in the refrigerator, get them back out later. So that's one thing that we would highly recommend people pay close attention to. When people get these kind of illnesses, they always assume it was a restaurant, when in fact it is over 80% of the time we get it from our homes. So because we haven't handled things correctly. So just make sure you're taking care of the foods.
Where should I go if I wanted to find out more information and educate myself a little bit?
Actually, you can call us. There is information on the Iowa State Department of Health. There's also information on the Center for Disease Control or the CDC websites. However, if you just want it the easy way, you can always call us. If you have an email to share with us, we'll send you a link. We'll send you a form. We'll send out any data, and that's what we're here for.
Thanks to Jodine DeVault for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.